Is it possible for people to forget a nearly $2 billion capital improvement project happening right under their noses? The answer could be yes, given how often we at PBN hear complaints that the airport needs to be modernized. The fact is, Honolulu International is 3 years into a modernization project that will last until 2020. And 2016 is the year the project really takes off, with hard-to-miss improvements to the taxiways and concession areas. It all got underway during the Lingle administration, which launched the statewide $2.3 billion project to update all of Hawaii's airports. At H&L, so far, a new cargo and maintenance facility has been built for Hawaiian Airlines. And as 2015 closes, an energy efficiency project will be completed, estimated to cut the airport's energy use in half. Interesting fact, the airport used to use 600 different kinds of light bulbs. That's been reduced to just 90. Future phases include new pedestrian bridges, improvements to the Mauka Concourse, complete remodels of all restrooms, and finally, a permanent consolidated rental car facility. The project is 3 years behind schedule, but is also $200 million under budget, both for the same reason. A commuter terminal that had been part of the plan has since been dropped. It took some time for officials to make this decision as the number of commuter airlines using the airport dropped from 4 to 2. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.